Hello, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Democracy Watch, the News Collective's weekly hour-long news report. Although today we are going to be playing a lot of music. Our mandate is to bring you alternative and undercovered current affairs from Vancouver and the Lower Mainland. I'm Alex DeBoer.
And I'm Christina Song. It's Thursday, April 5th at 5:05 p.m. We're broadcasting from UBC's Vancouver campus on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territories of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. This is a super relaxing, chill edition of Democracy Watch. We will be reading headlines from Vancouver and the Lower Mainland, and then playing some local music. Our final episode of Democracy Watch will air next Thursday, April 12th at 5 p.m. Don't miss it. On this episode, the News Collective will discuss our favorite Democracy Watch stories of the year. We'll chat about where those stories are now and critique some of the media coverage they have produced, as we should. But first, local headlines.
All right, Vancouver, what word was that? Vancouver's first ever homeless count is taking place between Wednesday, yesterday, April 4th, and Thursday, April 12th. Metro Vancouver is conducting this homeless count specifically of youth. The last homeless count was done of the general population in March of 2017, and this is the first ever specific count done on youth. So the survey or count is meant to help policymakers and service providers better respond to an increase in youth homelessness. With more information on this demographic, the hope is that government and service providers will be able to better allocate resources towards homeless youth.
Yeah, you really have to wonder why this hasn't been done before, especially mm-hmm. when homeless youth are so much more vulnerable than the general population.
Absolutely, and they're a lot more transient too, I've read, so it can be harder to keep track of them. So maybe that's one of the reasons they haven't done it, but mm-hmm. I agree, yeah.
Okay, so CBC is hiring its first female president. The CBC, or Radio Canada, has hired Catherine Tate as its new president and CEO. Tate has 3 decades of experience as a film producer and media executive in Canada and the U.S. Tate hopes to strengthen local journalism and push further into digital storytelling. She is seen as a step away from the CBC's former direction under President Hubert Lacroix, who was appointed by the previous conservative government and oversaw cuts to the CBC's budget. Wah, wah.
very interesting. And in line with that topic of local journalism, our next headline is that Metro Vancouver's newsroom has grown. So Torstar, the company that owns Metro News and the Toronto Star, has expanded its investment in local daily news journalism by tripling the size of their newsroom in Vancouver. So with this growth, Metro intends to deliver more original local reporting and in-depth investigations to local readers. In addition to this newsroom expanse, Metro's also expanding in Calgary and Edmonton, hiring more local reporters, and then they're going to be adding new national contributors to their headquarters in Halifax and Toronto. Torstar is also launching a new online hub called The Star Vancouver, which begins on April 10th, which is Tuesday, I believe. So this is a website which will be part of the larger The Toronto Star website called thestar.com, and will feature local stories written by local journalists. Metro Vancouver newspaper is also being redesigned and renamed Star Metro Vancouver. And as part of this redesign, a new priority for the paper will be investigative journalism. So, seems like good news for journalism.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to have more local news, especially in yes. Vancouver, because there's a dearth for sure. Mm-hmm. But you have to think about their HQ being in Toronto and what that means for, you know, Vancouver journalism in general.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Okay, so Lena Popham, the agricultural minister of BC, says she will consider the recommendation of an advisory council to first receive First Nations approval for future fish farm tenures. That is a bit of a mouthful, but fish farm tenures are basically licenses to operate fish farms for a specific term. And they're actually due to be renewed this June. And the advisory council is saying that these fish farms need to be approved by First Nations before they can operate. Mm-hmm. This recommendation comes on the heels of several protests from First Nations community who say that fish farms operate in their territories without their permission and adversely affect wild salmon stocks in the area. The farm fish are kept in nets in open water on the BC coasts and are said to be possibly infecting wild salmon with sea lice and piscine mirovirus. The council in their 230-page report also recommended the government initiate an independent science council to study the effects of salmon farming as existing studies conflict on their harm to wild salmon.
So to clarify, the Agriculture Minister of BC is basically considering potentially in the future conversing with or being accountable to an advisory committee of First Nations when it comes to fish farm tenures? Is that what's happening?
Well, actually, so far as I've read, the companies themselves need to be approved by each specific First Nations. I don't know if they are seeking to create a council just for First Nations.
Okay.
But the council that they're recommending is for scientists.
Okay.
Like an independent science council, so that they're not being funded by one group or the other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Well, more oversight seems like it's usually good. So on to the next headline, perhaps more or less important depending on your interests. The Sedins are retiring. Today is their last game. So after 17 years as pro hockey players, brothers Hendrik and Daniel Sedin will play their final NHL game this evening, which is a game between the Vancouver Canucks, their team, and the Arizona Coyotes. And it will take place at Rogers Arena. So This is the end to a very long and very successful career for the brothers.
Yes, I'm sure they'll be missed. The national
I'm sure they will be. Christina and I are really big hockey fans, so
obviously
we're deeply invested in that story. No, it's great. It's great.
Yeah.
Or it's sad.
Sure.
Yeah.
There is a national inquiry into missing and murdered Indigenous women beginning in Richmond this Wednesday. Chief Commissioner Mario Buller began hearings by announcing them as an opportunity for Indigenous people to rewrite history and set the record straight about their lives and experiences. Commissioners formally requested that the inquiry be extended by 2 years in order to hear all the stories of victims and to produce a more thorough report. Richmond is expected to be the final stop for the inquiry's public hearings. Nearly 100 people have already registered to testify at the inquiries, and it is anticipated that over 300 people will have shared their story by the end of the hearings in Richmond, which conclude this Sunday.
Yeah, so that's a very important thing happening. We reported on the Sawust Support Center that was built in the downtown east side for survivors and families of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. We reported on that last week. So that's also happening in tandem with these inquiries. And it'll be interesting to hear how that support center facilitates support and community and whatever else can be helpful to people who are testifying in these hearings. So we'll probably bring you some updates on that in the future. But as Christina mentioned, we are doing a super chill episode today, which is because the News Collective, which produces Democracy Watch, are mostly, I think actually all students, except for myself because I work at CITR. But so this is, tomorrow is the last day of school, I think. So people are pretty busy and are writing exams or preparing to write exams and finishing up final essays for their classes. So we weren't able to produce any original content for this week, but we are going to be playing some local music.
Yay!
So we're going to start out now with one of my favorite new local bands, which I'm definitely biased in describing them as a favorite band because a couple of my good friends are in the band. The band is called Psy, and it is made up of Jen McDermott on drums, Dorothy Neufeld sings, Morgan Ferrier is bass, and then Shelby Vredick is on guitar. So they are a brand new band in Vancouver, and let's check out a couple of their songs. They have a 2-song demo out on Bandcamp, so take a listen. This is Hatch. All right, and that was Hatch by Psy, the first album on their EP, their new EP called Demos, which I think is a demo EP. And then we are going to play also their second song in a minute on that EP called Magpie, great band name. Again, my objective opinion, my objective opinion. But we'll just like jet over to a different band first of all. This is a band that I am very fond of. I've seen them play a few times around the city, really like their tunes. Also, this is biased again because a person in the band, Miles Black, is CHR's new music director. Congratulations, Miles. So I'm going to shamelessly also promote his band, which is also which is a 3-piece band. And the other two members are Charlotte Coleman and Portia Boehm. I'm not sure if I'm saying her last name correctly, but they are all awesome and really great live performers. So let's take a listen to this song, Leave Any Room, off the new album, did I even say the name of the band? The band is called Pale Red. Did I say that? I don't know. Maybe not. Okay, so I don't normally play music on the radio, and this is very clear. The band is called Pale Red, the new album is called Heavy Petting, and the song we will listen to is called Leave Any Room.
Yes. By the way,
yes.
I personally do not know any of these people. I think their stuff is great. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
objectivity.
Yeah, objectivity right here, even though I know their friend or is sitting right next to me. But yeah, that shouldn't have any bearings because I don't have any social... I don't pick up on social cues.
No, you don't. You're not affected by anything anyone does.
No, I'm like an island.
Beautiful. All right.
Thank you.
On that note, let's take a listen to Leave Any Room by Pale Red.
The law, the law.
All right. And to recap what we just heard, that last song was called Mint, and it is by Dumb, a local band, which is great. And they have a new album coming out in June called Seeing Green. So that song, Mint, is a sort of preview early release from that album. And then the song we heard before that was Pale Red, Leave Any Room. Is that right? That's what we heard before, right?
Yes, Pale Red.
Yeah, cool. The song we heard before, and I announced it before, but just in case you forgot and you like want to look it up because it was really good, that was Leave Any Room by Pale Red. So we're just going to play a couple of really cool CITR ads and PSAs real quick. And after a couple minutes, we'll just be back with more awesome local music, including Faith Healer. So stay tuned. Woo! Be excited. Here we go.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because, of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
All right, that was a really cool ad. You may have heard me comment on how cool it was because my mic was on. Honestly, my background is in print versus live radio, so not as good as I should be at live broadcast. But anyway, I do really like that ad. Jonathan Q is really funny.
Yes, he's great. Really like Parquet Courts, and I get excited whenever I listen to them. Yes.
Was that Parquet Courts?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I knew that. That's cool.
They're not local, though.
They're not so local.
It's not important.
Irrelevant.
Yes.
Only see the local. Okay, so now, also, this is CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Democracy Watch. This is a non-news, generally, episode of Democracy Watch. We did do local headlines, but we are now just chilling, playing music, because our final show of the school year will happen next Thursday, April 12th. At 5 p.m., and we will be recapping our favorite stories of the year and talking about where they're at now and what kind of media coverage is happening of them and give that a bit of a critique. So please tune into that. It's a good concluding episode to, like, the last 6 to 8 months that we've been doing this show every week. We are hopefully going to continue an iteration of Democracy Watch in the summer. It'll probably be a shortened version. With a few of our collective members who are sticking around. Some of them are going to be in Toronto pursuing journalism things. Ryan Patrick Jones is interning at CBC this summer, and our other news collective member, Olamide Olanian, also has an exciting internship opportunity, but he's very shy, so I'm not going to say it on air. Christina's going to Korea. What are you going to do in Korea?
Fearing for my life every day because apparently an hour away from where I live is North Korea. But...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean...
That's fair.
Apparently, nobody in Korea is, like, actually worried. It's just, like, people in North America, like, an ocean away are scared.
Okay.
According to my parents. But my parents say a lot of things.
Do your parents live in South Korea?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So you're going to stay with them?
Yeah, I'm going to stay with them. And maybe I'll bring local news from Korea.
Oh, my goodness. You can be our Korea correspondent.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah, super cool. Going right into the field, the dirt, the grime of, you know, correspondent news. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we can do like a live Skype call with you or something in Korea. And you can report. I don't know. Our local tie would just be you, from here.
What happens when a local Vancouver girl goes to South Korea?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could do, like, a North American take on South Korean news.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm sure okay. I have a very different view of things. I'm not a good cross-section of Vancouverite either, but, you know.
But who is? I mean, there's so many different Vancouverites.
That's so true. I mean, Vancouver is a very transient city.
Yes, and very, very diverse, especially here at UBC.
Yes.
So people from all over the world.
Yeah, I like hardly know one who is actually local.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, most of the News Collective is made up with people from all over the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool. I like it.
But it's super exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a good thing. Okay, so we're going to listen to some music by Faith Healer. I really like her. She's sweet. She's actually from Edmonton, so she's not local, but she is on Mint Records, which is a local label, which is pretty cool. Her previous album was really great, and she has this newer album, which came out, I'm not sure, not too long ago. It's called Try, and then there's a winky face. So we're going to listen to the second song on the album called Light of Loving. So take a listen and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
You just heard Tie the Blindfold by Pale Red from their album Heavy Petting. And before that, we heard Faith Healer, from her album Try. We are also alert to the fact that Justin Trudeau was just live speaking in Victoria. I think that he is done speaking, but he is on an energy tour. What is it?
Environment and energy tour.
An environment and energy tour is how we would say it. And I know that there is a protest that has started outside of the Vancouver Art Gallery. I know it was set to begin at 5:30, put on by a few groups, one of them 350.org, of people demanding an end to the expansion of Kinder Morgan pipeline. So we're hoping to report there on that, but it's happening at the same time as our show. So that's something that is, I think, going on until about 7 or 7:30. So if you're interested in checking that out or taking part, head down to the Vancouver Art Gallery. So we're going to play some more local music. This is by, I was thinking of playing a tune by Mount Erie, which is A locally based artist, he's actually based in Washington. Sorry, not local. But he has played locally a few times. Recently, he played a few months ago, and he's playing again really soon. And this album, A Crow Looked at Me, is sort of about his wife who passed away. And so it's quite a sad but beautiful album. And let's take a listen to the track Ravens now.
In October 2015, I was out in the yard. I'd just finished splitting up the scrap 2x4s into kindling. Glanced up at the half moon, pink chill refinery cloud light. Two big blackbirds flew over, their wings whooshing in low. Two ravens, but only two. Their black feathers tinted in the sunset. I knew these birds were omens, but of what I wasn't sure. They were flying out toward the island where we hoped to move. You were probably inside. You were probably aching, wanting to die, your body transformed. I couldn't bear to look, so I turned my head west like an early death. Now I can only see you on the fridge in lifeless pictures, and in every dream I have at night, and in every room I walk in to, like here where I sit the next October, still seeing your eyes, pleading and afraid, full of love, calling out from another place because you're not here. I watched you die in room, then I gave your clothes away. I'm sorry, I had to. Now I'll move. I will move with our daughter. We will ride over water. Ghost underneath the boat, what was you is now burnt bones, and I cannot be at home. I'm running, grief flailing. Pregnant, and then our clogging roads with your ashes in a jar, thinking about the things I'll tell you when you get back from wherever it is that you've gone. But then I remember death is real, and I'm still here in Massive. August 12th, 2016. You've been dead for 1 month and 3 days, and we are sleeping in the forest. There is sand still in the blankets from the beach where we released you from the jar. When we wake up, all the clothes that we left out are cold and damp just from up, surrounded by growth, nurse logs with layers of moss and life, young cedars, the sound of water, thick salal, and godlike huckleberries. The ground absorbs and remakes whatever falls. Nothing dies here, but here is where I came to grieve, to dive into it with you, with your absence, but I keep picking you berries.
Okay, so that was really depressing.
Well, actually, that's how we're going to feel after an oil spill because Trudeau approved pipelines through BC.
Oh, my God. So actually, what is happening here on Democracy Watch on CITR 101.9 FM is a new experimental form of journalism, and it is news forecasting told through song.
Yeah, it's like weather forecasting, but with a lot of tears.
Yeah, tears instead of rain.
Yeah. Tears instead of rain.
We are pushing boundaries here.
Yeah,
definitely. We truly are. What is truth, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that song, though, really was, like, very, very sad. And I, you know, like, it's a beautiful album, but that was sad. And I hope you guys made it through it. And we're going to play a different song now by a local artist called Devours. And he is wonderful, and his music is a bit more upbeat. So this is the song Late Bloomer from the album Late Bloomer. Enjoy. Okay.
Give me
All right. Thanks for listening. This is Democracy Watch on CITR 101.9 FM. We are not telling you news. We are instead having a super chill local music episode following headlines. So the track you just listened to was Magpie by a new Vancouver super band called Psy. We also listened to their other song that they have recorded now and up on Bandcamp called Hatch. It was at the beginning of the show. And before we listened to Psy, we heard Devours, which was our stark contrast to Mount Erie. Could not have been more opposite.
Or, as I'd like to call it, musical whiplash.
Oh, yes. There we go. There's a word for that, or a phrase. So the track we listened to is Late Bloomer off of the album Late Bloomer by Devours, local artist. Really great dance music. And as it happens, the show only has 5 minutes left. It's 5:55. So we are going to wrap up soon. I think I will play a tune from Ace Martins. Christina, have you heard Ace Martins, local artist?
Not too familiar.
Okay, no worries.
But cool name.
Cool name. That's his actual name.
Oh, his, like Born With.
Yeah, Born With. Ace is a musician in, what's that band? I interviewed him like a few years ago for Discorder and did a feature on him. Mm-hmm. And I'm forgetting the band, like a very famous, like all male, like rock band.
Chapandroid.
No, like older, like your dad's generation. But his real name is Ace. And the band was at first a 2-piece band with him and the drummer, Sarah Cordingley, who actually used to be a music director here and then the programming manager briefly. And they've now added a third member, which is great, playing bass, which adds, I think, a lot to the band. I actually saw them play last night at Lanalose. It was great, as well as Psy and another band whose name is kind of hard to say, so I'm not going to try to say it. But anyway, so let's end off the show with a track by Ace Martins from the 5-track album Palm Springs. And the song we're going to end on is called On to Me. So enjoy. And also, tune in next Thursday on April 12th at 5 p.m. for the final season finale of Democracy Watch. We're going to review the stories we reported on. We're going to look at where those stories are at now and also do a bit of media analysis of our own coverage and other media coverage of the same stories or similar topics.
And there are surprising developments and unsurprising but depressing developments. So please tune in.
What you just said is just like, you just added like mystery. You were basically just like, there's mysterious things.
There is quite a bit of mystery.
Yeah, you're going to want to tune in because there's stuff you don't know that you could know.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Yeah, okay.
There are holes in your knowledge.
Wow. So that's enticing. Okay, here's Ace Martins. Thanks for listening. This is Democracy Watch on CITR 101.9 FM.
Did you mean a different